I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The conflict in the Middle East continued on Thursday with strikes, warnings, and evacuations. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The Israeli military said they may have possibly killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, but at this time the identity cannot be confirmed. Iran's Revolutionary Guards commander warned Israel Thursday against retaliating for Iran's October 1st missile barrage as Israel ramped up its offensive in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Gaza's health ministry says an Israeli strike on a school in northern Gaza killed at least 28 people, including children. The Israeli military said the strike targeted Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants at the school. Meanwhile, Syria reported two civilians wounded in an Israeli strike in Latakia early Thursday. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky presented his victory plan on Thursday to the European Union. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Addressing EU leaders, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for support for his victory plan to end the devastating war with Russia.
Unfortunately, we are receiving signal that China is still actively helping Russia drag out this war. And we have clear intelligence data. We need to strengthen now. The victory plan is designed for this moment, and I urge all of you to help make it happen.
The EU's a key supporter of Ukraine, a candidate member of the 27-nation bloc. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
According to Zelensky, Ukrainian intelligence has information that some North Korean officers have already been deployed in Ukrainian territories occupied by Russia. He also told a news briefing in Brussels that North Korea was preparing to send a total of 10,000 soldiers to fight against Ukraine. Russia has dismissed reports of North Korean soldiers deploying to the region.